Coinbase Bitcoin Premium hits. Record 90-day negative streak, the Coinbase Premium Index has stayed negative for 90 consecutive days, the longest such run on record, according to CoinGlass data shared by Woo Blockchain on August 16, 2026. The gauge measures the price gap between Bitcoin on Coinbase's USD pair and Binance's USDT pair. A sustained negative reading means U.S. spot buyers keep transacting at a slight discount to the offshore market. That backdrop lines up with a flat, heavy tape. Bitcoin trades at roughly $63,054 as of August 16, 2026, up 0.06% on the day, but down 2.58% over the past week, per CoinMarketCap. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 37 in fear territory. Ether is near $1,080 and XRP is hovering at 1.00, both softer on the week. The index measures where the marginal buyer sits. The Coinbase premium is a simple spread. When Coinbase's price prints above Binance's, U.S. demand is bidding harder than the rest of the world, and the index turns positive. When it prints below, the marginal buyer is offshore, and Americans are, on balance, the ones supplying coins into the order book. The metric became a widely watched proxy for U.S. institutional appetite during the 2023 to 2024 spot ETF cycle, when a persistent positive premium tracked heavy inflows into U.S.-listed funds. A 90-day negative streak flips that read, "It does not prove U.S. institutions are selling outright, but it does say they have stopped being the price setters on the way up." For three straight months, the demand that clears the tape has come from somewhere other than the largest U.S. exchange. A discount, not a collapse, context matters here. The premium is a spread, not a price. A negative premium of a few basis points is a different signal than a double-digit dislocation, and CoinGlass tracks it as a persistence measure rather than a magnitude alarm. Bitcoin has not fallen apart during this window. It has drifted, holding a broad range while the spread sat just under the zero line. The cleaner interpretation is that U.S. spot demand has cooled to the point where it is no longer leading. Offshore venues priced in USDT are absorbing the marginal flow. That can happen when U.S. buyers rotate into regulated wrappers such as ETFs instead of buying spot on exchange, when profit-taking concentrates on U.S. venues, or simply when enthusiasm thins out and nobody is reaching across the spread to lift offers. Reading it against the flow data. One data point should not carry a thesis on its own, and the premium is one lens among several. It pairs best with spot ETF flow reports, exchange net flows, and funding rates. Recent institutional activity has cut both ways this month. Some large holders have added to U.S.-listed Bitcoin ETF positions, while others have trimmed or exited treasury bets entirely. A negative Coinbase premium fits the more cautious side of that split, and it suggests the aggressive, price-leading U.S. spot bid that defined earlier rallies is absent for now. For anyone funding a crypto card from a Bitcoin balance, the takeaway is narrow. The spread is a demand indicator, not a spending signal, and it says nothing about card fees or rewards. It is a reminder that spot prices set the value of what you load, and that value has been grinding sideways under soft U.S. demand. If you hold BTC to spend, a flat, slightly weak tape argues for the usual discipline. Watch the foreign exchange markup and conversion spread you actually pay at checkout, which move independently of any exchange premium. The streak breaks when U.S. buyers pay up again. The streak breaks the moment U.S. buyers start paying up again. A return to a positive premium, especially alongside fresh ETF inflows and rising funding, would mark U.S. demand reasserting itself as the marginal bid. Until then, the record run stands as evidence that the strongest hands in this market are, for now, elsewhere.